This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. Distressing news for the French wine industry. French exports of expensive champagne and cognacs suffered a record 17% drop last year. People were drinking less, and they switched to cheaper brands from the U.S. and Britain. Those are the largest foreign markets. So what does this mean? Is it an end to French domination in the wine industry? We're joined now by Bénédicte Pavillot. She's the U.K. correspondent for the international channel France 24. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bon matin. I don't know what time it is there. But why are Americans turning away from French wine? Is it just the price?
Well, that would probably be the case, because that's true also here in Britain. Unfortunately, many people choose the alcohol they're consuming, whether that's in a bar, a cafe, or in a shop, according to the price. Now, as a truly French girl, I'm well-educated and raised, I hope it's a blessing, with quality, not quantity, I think that that's very sad, because I think that price is not everything, and it's better, well, I would say like clothes or jewelry, to have something of value and that is, well, of good quality, rather than having lots of it, and it's rotgut, as they call it over here, and vinegar. So I find that rather sad, unless we think that everybody's becoming incredibly healthy and now consuming less alcohol. I'm not sure I believe that.
I don't believe that either, and I'm going to totally ignore the fact that you just called American wine vinegar, but is it...
Hold on. Let me correct that. I would not at all, I wouldn't want a diplomatic incident, far be it from me, and if that was misconstrued, I apologize profusely. I've had fantastic wines from the Napa Valley, Zinfandel, that I've never found again, but no, I would never accuse that. I was talking generally, it's true of French, Spanish, Italian, any wines. I was talking about quality, not nationality.
Right, so what is it that makes French wines in general more expensive? Oftentimes people feel like it's just because they have a French name.
Well, that's probably, I would say that that's a cliched view. I think that where the French market does have a problem is that the Anglo-Saxon market has really has these grapes. It looks at Syrah or other types of grapes, and that is something that the French wine market has been very slow to pick up on, is that Anglo-Saxons want to know what kind of grape is going to the wine. The French way of doing things is the château, it's the terroir, where it's come from, the
region.
The region, exactly. Terroir coming from the word earth, and the quality, if you want, that not only of the local climate, the microclimate, and the tradition and the culture. So I think that that's one of the reasons. I think, of course, then when you export, obviously you have the taxes of the country. French wine is much more expensive in Britain, for example, as well, than if you were to hop over the channel and go and, you know, load up, which a lot of British people do. What I can reassure you about is that the biggest consumer actually in the world of champagne outside France is Britain, and that doesn't look like it's going down anytime soon. But I think that, on the other hand, I think New Zealand particularly and Australia, New World Wines, to a lesser extent in the UK, American wines, have promoted themselves extremely well. And so if you get the right, you know, a low price,
and
then I think that people are very excited by that.
And but I have to say, Bénédicte, oftentimes it's easier to pronounce our wines than it is to pronounce French wines. Bénédicte Pavillot is a UK correspondent for the international channel France 24, and she's talking about the huge reduction in sales on French exports of champagne and cognac.